some sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur where we spoke about the chiyuv of halva, of loaning people money. And we discussed the principle that when it comes to lending a Jew money, one must not go after the person. There is an obligation on the person's money, but not the person. And therefore, if we can't pay it back, we don't imprison him. And that explains the issur of ribis, neshicha, because that bites into him, and we can't allow it biting into him. And that's also the no-shef. If he doesn't have the money, then when one demands the money of him, then he's going after the person, not the money. If he has the money, then he wants the money. But if he doesn't, then he's going after the person, and that's what's forbidden. So that was, in a nutshell, what we saw in the previous year. We saw in the flows, and now we are going to continue. Again, based on the Torah, Morei Rabbi, Hagon, Hagadol, Rabbi David Yitzchak Mann, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he says that this principle can be seen in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Im kesef talve es ami, es ani imach. And the explanation would apparently be, when you lend money to my nation, to the poor person who is with you, and this means that since shehalove hu ami, since the borrower is my nation, he's part of Klal Yisrael. Im kesef talves ami. So, memelo, automatically, the love is ani imach. This ani is with you. He's connected to you because you're one nation. Im kesef talves ami. First, he's part of he's part of my nation. He's part of Hashem's nation. And Mimela, this ani is with you. You have to be connected to him. And this obligates you to save him at his time of distress and fulfill his needs. However, there's no obligation here to lose money. We're not talking about stuck or giving away money. And because of this, one is obligated to give him in a mahalach of halva, of a loan, where there is going to be no loss of money. And this is all in relationship to the money. There's no loss of money, but that's added on, that he was lacking and now he's no longer lacking, since it's a halva and there is a chiyuv of hachzaras mamon that nullifies the loss of money of the lender. He is the malve, is obligated, mechuyev b'zeh ha-malve mitzad atzma. The malve is mechuyev in this because he is the ani imach. So, as far as the mamonis is concerned, he's not obligated to lose. Money has to be returned. But the fact that he's being mashlam, this person's chisaron, the gavra's chisaron, the person's lacking, is now being fulfilled, this is a different obligation. In other words, it's an additional obligation on the malveh. There's the etzem mamon that he gives him, and then there's the fact that the person's chisaron is being fulfilled. And why does he have to fulfill this chisaron? Because he's the ani imach. He's a poor person who's with you. And you have to feel this camaraderie with him. Because we're all part of Hashem's nation, we're all one people. And because of this, one is not allowed to demand payment if the person doesn't have. Because as far as the gavra is concerned, it's a gift, it's not a halva. As far as the money is concerned, the money has to be returned. But as far as the person himself is concerned, you can't go after the person. you fulfilled his chisaron and you can't demand anything back. If he's not able, if he's able, then it's the money that you're getting, not him. If he doesn't have the money, then you're not allowed to go after him. And because of this, the pasuk says, "Lo si alo kenosha." Don't be a creditor, because as we explained, there's no chiyuv, there's no obligation for the gavra himself, for the individual himself, to repay this loan. And because of that, it says over here, "Ani imach." He's with you. It's telling you the yisod of this din. The yisod of this din is that you're one, and therefore you have to take care of your friend. You have to take care of your fellow Jew. This poor person who's with you, he's with you, and therefore you have to take care of him, the person himself. You're giving him the money and thereby taking care of him, which we classified in two different categories. There's the money itself, where he owes it back to you, that's one thing, but then there's the person himself. You're not allowed to go after the person, you have to help the person, but you have no tviya, no demands on the person. And because of that, in Pasuk Chaf Hey, we're talking about the lamaisa of taking a security from the loveh. And we're not trying to explain the yisod of this din. The yisod of this din is that we're one nation and therefore we're responsible for each other. But in the next pasuk, it just tells you that you could take a security. It's not telling you yisod ha-din. So it says the general lashon, the generic lashon of Re'ehu. As the pasuk says, "Im chabol tachbol samas re'echa." If you take your fellow's garment as security, so it says your fellow, he's your fellow. So now we understand the hagdaras in the shame of the loveh. "Im kesef talves ami." We're all one nation. "Mimeles ani mach." This ani should be one with you. "Am" is milashonim. We're all one. We're all together. And then in the next pasuk, when it talks, that's the yisod ha-din of why you have to lend him the money. And then the next pasuk, it talks about taking a security. There it says the more general lashon of, or generic lashon of re'ehu. And on this comes the drash of the Gemara and the Mechilta, that you have to be makdim halvos Yisrael halvos akum beribis. If you have two people to lend, you can lend a Jew with a free loan, and you can lend an idolater with a interest loan. Our loan is interest free, his loan is with interest, the Nachri, the Akum. You have to help the Jew first. So because the Yisod is that he's your nation, and the Mela, as long as there's no loss of money, loss of capital, you have to go to the Jew first, you have to help the Jew first. So even though by the Goy, by the Akum, you're going to earn the ribis, that'll be great. But still, the Jew comes first. Because this is a halva, that there's no monetary loss. You're not losing capital. And this is derived from Ami, that Am Yisrael is Kodem. Why? Because we're one. Since we're one, we have to help each other. And this isn't just a chi of halva, which is strictly on the money, it's a chi of nesina. You're doing this giving because you want to help this person, so the money itself has to come back eventually. But in the meantime, you're helping the gavra. You have no demand afterwards in the gavra, but you have to help the gavra because we're Ami, we're one nation. And we also understand how the lashon im kesef talve. What do you mean if? We said it's a mitzvah, it's not rishus. So based on what we said, the Iker Chiddush of the Pasuk is on the obligation to help the person. The helping of the person is not the halva, the helping of the person is the nesina part. Is that you're giving to him. You're being mashlim his chisaron. The only thing is that this is only in such a case, in such a scenario, where you're not going to lose. So primarily, you're there to help the guy. Just you're helping him in such a way that you're not losing, and that therefore it's going to be a halva, it's going to be a loan. But since it's you're helping the person, and the tsura in which you're helping the person is with a halva, but you're helping so you don't have to lose money, but you're helping the person, so the outcome is going to be lo siya lo kenosha. You're not allowed to be a nosha. You're not allowed to be a creditor. You're not allowed to demand the money back if he doesn't have it. So we already understand that it must be that there's a chiyuv to lend the money, to loan the money. Otherwise, if a person isn't mechuyev be'ezras hagavra, v'loya mechuyev be'ezrat hagavra, sh'aydei ze ezra zo chiyuv matanahu, hayachal hachiyuv gam klapei hagavra ukeba'akum, v'loya makom l'lav de'lo tia lo kinoshe. If he wasn't obligated in helping the person through which this help is considered a gift, again, the fact that you're helping him is a gift. The only thing is that the money has to come back. But as far as the gavra is concerned, in the meantime, right now he needs the money. So we view it as a gift because you're helping the individual. Now the individual has the money he needs. The only thing is that there's a monetary thing going on over here. There's a monetary obligation that he has afterwards. He has right now, but that's something separate from helping the Atzam Gavra. But the point is, he's Ami, and he's Ani Imach, he's with you, so therefore you have to help the Gavra. If you don't say that, and you weren't chayv to help the Gavra, and this help wasn't a matana, so then the chiyuv would be on the Gavra, the chiyuv to repay the money, like it is by an Akum. By an Akum, he's even imprisoned if he can't repay the debt, if he's not willing to repay the debt. So by a Jew also, it would be on the Gufa person, it would be on the individual to repay it, and then there wouldn't be a lav of lo siya lo kenosha, because if there wasn't an obligation here to help the person, if there wasn't this chi of nesina to take him out of distress, so then it would be merely a monetary obligation. So then, if it would be, you're not obligated to take the person out of distress, and it would be a monetary obligation on the person, then you'd be allowed to go after him. You'd be allowed to be a nosha. It would be permitted to be a nosha. You'd be permitted to be a creditor and demand the money back. Because I'm not interested in you. I gave you the money. We made a transaction here to give you the money back. But since we don't view it that way, we view it, no, you had to help this person. This person was in need and you helped the person. So I have no claims on the person. The person I helped altruistically. The only thing is that the money has to come back after it's done in such a way that I can't lose. And the Icarus is that I can't lose. I have to help you, but I can't lose. And the male, you have to give the money back. But look at it really as me helping you. And if it's about you and I'm helping you, so then I can't be a nosha. By an akum, where it's just there's no chiyuv on helping the person, you're just giving money along. So mameila, if he's not paying back the loan, so the person owes you the money. There was no chiyuv in the first place of ami, of being one nation, and helping the gavra. So mameila, there's a chiyuv on the gavra to return the money. For the Israel, the chiyuv isn't on the gavra. The chiyuv is on the money. He has to make sure to return the money, so there's no hefsed for the malvit. But what he received was help to the person, and therefore the person isn't obligated to return this. That's done. That's nesina. That's absolute giving. That's a gift. The fact that the person was helped, and thus there's no obligation on the gavra afterwards. He's not going to be imprisoned. And if he doesn't have, one isn't allowed to be like a creditor to him, pressure him. If he has, then the money goes back, because the obligation's in the money. He has to make sure the money gets back so the guy doesn't lose. So from here we see that there must be a chi of halva. just from reading the pasuk. From the fact that lo siya lo kenosha must be the zechi of halva, because it says in kesef tal v'sami, oh, he's your nation, he's one with you, and me lo siya lo kenosha, so it must be this is an obligation, because he's one, he's your part of your nation. If he's part of your nation, then and maybe you can't be a creditor, so of course this is an obligation. So you have to help this person who's one with you, as ani imach. Umeila mevo'ar mizeh atzmo chiyuv halva. V'shuv shapir k'tiv im da'al kesef ma'iri. So why taka does it say im? We're talking about the money. The money itself, there's no mitzvah. There's no obligation. That's a rishus. Shomnam al zeh ina mitzvah v'achiyuv mitzad ha-kesef b'netinato. The money, there's no mitzvah. And that there's a chiyuv piron. It's the gaver that you have to help. So when it says im kesef, it says the im on the kesef. That's not what the obligation is about. The obligation to lend the money is about the person. It's about the ani imach and memel lo siya lo kenosha. It's not about the money. The money is something else. The money isn't a matana. The money is that has to be returned. That's not the altruistic part. The altruistic part is that you're helping the guy. And the money, there's an obligation to return the money. Since there's a chiyuv piro, memela, the guy has to give the money back if he's able to. Umishum hachi hakesef einu ala geder diim, kivan shelo bo yeshna chevtzedah mitzvah. The money, the gedder of the money is im, if. Because that's not the chefta, the mitzvah. That's the totzah of the mitzvah. The chiyuv of the mitzvah, the etzem chefta of the mitzvah, is mitzad ami, v'ani imach. It's because you're my nation, the poor person is with you. That's the etzem cheft of the mitzvah. The money is just a means. It's not the cheft of the mitzvah. That's the means through which you're makayim the cheft of the mitzvah. But in the money, there's a piron. And the money is an im, to show you that this isn't the essence of the mitzvah. Chazal tell us, the im is an obligation in order to get to the cheft of the mitzvah, which is helping the individual. How do you help the individual with this money that has to be returned? That's stage two, but the ikar is that you're helping the person. They're helping the person. Memelo siya lo kenosha. After you're mischayev the gavra, you also have to give the money. But the money itself inherently isn't part of the chefetz of the mitzvah, therefore it's a lashon of him. And on that it says, Lo siya lo kenosha, the Ramban says, Lo yaseko moshe lelova, don't be a ruler. Rashi writes in Brachos Vavav and Beis, Dibur Maschel Roshenu, that it says, Herkaf denosh Roshenu, Lios noshe banu, kenosha kirashia, be on our head. Rashi says, when someone's a noshe, it's like he's on his head. He's ruling over him. He's like that. The head of this person. Your kafta, you put a head on a head to us. Somebody's above us. Somebody's ruling over us, like the Ramban says. This is a lashon of shlita, of rulership. And that's exactly what the noshe is not supposed to be. But he's not ruling over the guy, just his money. But there's no rulership over the person. And the explanation is that Noshe is normally said out tvias chov. And also the gabe shichicha, suri yelatcha teshi, forgetting. Also removing something, chisaron, lacking something, nashisi tova, lacking good. Parashas Miketz, ki nashani elokim es kol amoli. What's this lashon of Noshe, teshi, nashani, forgetting, all amoli? It's all one, chisaron. Maybe melashon mush, that it's moved, and therefore it's not, and it's lacking its place. Shichacha is also a chisaron, that you forgot what you knew. It's also removal. Shisi tov, I forgot. Suri yelatcha teshi, you forgot. Removal, lacking. A malvez in Noshe, when he's nechzer la malvez mimona. A malvez called a Noshe because he lacks his money. The Ktzo says in Siman Kofes, he've cut an aleph, that the lov is also called a Noshe. Because he's lacking, he's mischaived to the malva to be mashlem his chisaron, to complete what he's lacking. So that says, lo siya lo kinoshe. In other words, shetahainu, shetachshov et atzmutcha ki chaser al yedei chisaron mamucha. Don't think that your atzmus is lacking because you're lacking money. Because if it's about you, the gavra, you're lacking, so memela, you're going to go after the lova. You're going to go after the gavra. And that's not true. They, as we said, what you're giving to him is being given by matana. Just this matana is a tanai that you're not allowed to lose from it, so afterwards he has to give it back to you. He has to return the money. But you shouldn't look at yourself as if you have a chisaron. And then you're going to say, oh, if I have a chisaron, then you go after the lova. You owe me the money. Don't be a rosh to him. Don't rule over the person himself. The whole discussion here, the whole issue is the money. And therefore, you're not allowed to do anything that shows that you have a chiv on the lov himself. Pasuk says in Kiseitze, Kisashe Bereacha Mashas Me'uma. When you make your fellow a loan of any amount, so how there do we have a lashon of Noshe? You're not allowed to be a Noshe. The answer is because there we're talking about the money. It's Klapei Amamon. Ah, so when you're on the monetary level, in fact, he does owe you the money. But klape the shame gavra kinosha, that you, the individual, should be a nosha, here it says lo siya lo kinosha. When it's about the individuals, the malva versus the lova, don't be like a nosha. Money, yes, but the person, no. So if he has the money, then everything is cool. There he has the money, as we noted in the previous shiur. Here it's talking about where he doesn't have the money. There it's talking about where he does have the money. So where he does have the money, you could be a Noshe, because it's about his money. The money owes you, but not the person. You're not on top of the person. Here, we're talking about being on top of the person here in Mishpatim. That's what you're not allowed to do. And that's what it says, Vaiter, in Pasuk Chavav, Kihi chsuso levada, hisim laso laro, b'meishka v'yetzak elai v'shmati, kichanun ani. For it alone is his clothing, it's talking about taking the garment as a security, and returning it to him. Why? For it alone is his clothing, it is his garment for his skin, what should he lie down? So it will be, if he cries out to me, I shall listen, for I am compassionate. So here the Torah talks about this chanina, which we don't have by onas yasom v'almana in pasuk chav beis. There it just says shema shema tzakaso. Here it says ki chanun ani. The Mechilta says shebirachamim ani maniges olami. With mercy, I conduct my world. Ayin Shem the Malbim writes that since he's chayev, the lov is chayev, how's it shayech to punish the malvim mitzad rachamim? Because God is merciful. So on that, the Mechilta explains, because berachamim and hanigal salami, that's how I conduct the world. That's what it means, ki chanunani. Hashem is saying a general idea. I'm going to listen because that's the way I run the world. And therefore, if somebody doesn't act with rachamim, he's going to be punished. I'm not going to act towards him with rachamim. Because only in that way he has a kiyum. And that's what we've been saying. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, with rachamim, berachamim maniges olami, so we also have to act with rachamim. And that's why klapei the gavra is mischayev Together matana. This is viewed as a gift, because you have to help this person. God is merciful. You have to be compassionate to this person and give him a gift. So the gather here is that it's a matana. Just the matana is done and it's surah of halva, but you're helping the gavra by giving him this money. And memela, since you have to help the gavra, so it emerges, it comes out, that hashavas ha'avot, you have to give him back his garment for the night when he needs it, for lo siya lo kenoshe, because the lov himself isn't a cheftz of a chiyuv atzmi. His whole chiyuv is vis-a-vis the money. Is the whole chiyuv is of the lov is only vis-a-vis the money, but it's not a chiyuv atzmi. The gavra himself has to be helped. If the gavra himself has to be helped, so of course lo siya lo kenosha, don't go after the guy. Don't be like a creditor to the gavra, and make sure to give him back his security at night. He needs it, because God runs the world with rachmanas. Since the whole world is run with rachmanas, so in this, you're obligated to be a Rachman here. And if a person isn't a Rachman and he demands back he takes back the security, then he's going to be punished. Because now it's Neged Adin. Since the way Hashem runs the world is with Rachamim, and that obligates him to help the Gavra, and now he's going after the Gavra, not just after the money, after the Gavra. By taking the security that he needs in order to sleep. So al pidin, then he gets punished. Vaki yitzak elai v'shamati. And God says, I'm going to hear because I'm compassionate. I run the world with compassion. And you ought to help the gavra. You helped him in a tzur of alom, but you were helping the gavra. And therefore it's usher for you to be a notion. It's usher for you not to give back the security. So that b'siyata d'shmaya is imevanti et advarim nachon. I hope I understood properly the mahalach in this sugya, the tifkite of this sugya. It's mamish unbelievable. And sweet friends, we have, if God gives me life and health and everything else I need to give this shir, we have another incredible shir planned, b'li neder, b'siyata d'shmaya, in this sugya of Im Kesef, the Inyan of Halva, And we will see more neflos mitaras Hashem. But Baruch Hashem, we were zochah in these two shiurim to see neflos. So I just hope that we're zochah to see more. B'simcha v'tuv lev of Meirov Kol, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. And thank you so, so much for listening. If anybody wants more, you can go to mevakeshlev.blogspot.com or zoomchavrusa.com. You can find more there, Mirtz Hashem. Shalom, shalom.